At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we have finally made it. All the way to the end. 2 weeks of build up, breaking it down, going over the numbers time and time and time again. Super Bowl Sunday is upon us this weekend. Thank God. Finally there. Our final show, final Carver and Lisi before the big game gets going on Sunday. Mike Carver with you, of course, sans Joe, who's been out on assignment all week. No Joe tonight. No Scotty either. It's you got me. You got Hit Burbell, who's still one of the stragglers out there in Vegas. Well, I should say one of the stragglers still working, right? That's probably where we should put with Matias. One of the stragglers still working. Everybody did a tremendous job all week, and they're pretty much packing it up and getting ready to head back home for a very big Super Bowl Sunday on the grid. But Matias is one of the guys who are still grinding away out there on the strip. Getting ready here. So we have a lot of NBA tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We got a ton of NBA games. We got a couple hockey games. We have the golf to discuss as they head into the weekend. And we had a very, very big hit. I hope you were listening the other night when we gave out the golf picks. Because we hit a very big first-round leader today as they finally finished off the first round. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. On a Friday night, 844-843-6879 is the number. Carver sans Lisi, as he's been out on assignment all week in Vegas. Hit Burbell is in the mix with me, and he will be all night. As night is starting to fall out there, I'm watching the last group on the 16th green at the Waste Management. I mean, they had guys scheduled to tee off right now, and you can't even see out there. That's how far behind they are. Guys haven't even started their second rounds at TPC Scottsdale. But we had a monstrous hit with Nick Taylor, 90-1 for first round leader. So we hope you were listening, as I was saying before. I hope you were listening the other night when we did all the golf picks and you were able to grab Nicky Taylor there, who shot a just blistering 11 under 60. Then he went right back out for his second round, and he did not play well in the second round. But because he shot 11 under to kick things off, he's in decent shape. In fact, he did finish with the birdie on 17. So he actually is at 12 under. So he only shot 1 under. So 11 under in the first round, 1 under in the second round for Nick Taylor. And there's still obviously tons of guys out there. I know a lot of the books had those make the cut boosts. Seems like a bunch of those are going to have to wait into tomorrow before you know if you cash those. And several other things. So we'll do a little bit of the golf tonight. We've got NBA. We've got NHL. There's only a couple of college basketball games. Later in the show, we'll go through an enormous Saturday in college hoops. Tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of games. And, of course, we will spend a lot of time tonight for the final time on Super Bowl 58. As we have spent the whole week listening, learning, sometimes laughing, at all. The takes, the predictions, everything that everyone has for this game. So, as what is Doug Gim going nuts about here? The Gim Reaper throwing the ball into the... That must have been for birdie. Maybe he must have just missed the hole-in-one. See, this is the end of the day. These people are so drunk at the Waste Management Phoenix Open right now. They're now throwing the stuff. So, the Gim Reaper is going to get in trouble here because it's the last group of the day. It's pitch black. There's only a few people left in the stands, and they usually throw the beers and throw all the stuff on the course when somebody gets a hole-in-one on 16 with the stadium seating that they have there. So Gim must have been real close. I didn't see his tee shot, but I just saw him go in and tap in, or maybe he hit a bomb. I turned over, and Gim was, he pulls the ball out of the cup, and he goes, it wasn't close at all. I mean, it was a four-footer. So Gim knocks it in. He gives a huge fist pump, looks up at the crowd, and starts throwing the hands up, which is what you're supposed to do at the 16th at the Waste Management. But now they're throwing the beers all over the place. They're name it, it's over. Everybody's going home. These are the last three guys on the hole. And he's got the crowd all fired up. Good for them. Who cares? Clean the beers up later. Let the last two guys putt and get the hell out of there. Oh, I love that 16th hole at the Waste Management. So as I was saying, we'll go through it all tonight. I will give you my plays. If you didn't hear Coast to Coast today, I gave out my 10 favorite props. I've got the anytime touchdowns. You know by now who I like in the game. We'll break down things. They've put some cross-sport props up. We love those, and we're going to try to have fun with them. So we'll do all of that. We'll get a hit per bell pick. I don't know what happened to Lisi. I mean, this guy's got to be just living life out there on the strip. I don't know where we're going to find him at some point. He might have to at least text in the picks from Joe, because he's just been way out there. I mean, he's rubbing elbows with the cake boss, and he's doing all sorts of things out there. So we'll try to find out what Joe's official pick is, because if we don't hear from him, Matias, he gets an incomplete. He gets an incomplete, and he doesn't get... technically, I should win the NFL playoffs then. I don't think I can beat
him. I agree with you. I 100%. I concur 100%. You know, I think Lisi's on the strip with his new rapper friends that he made, you know, just about an hour ago. They gave him the biggest chain of his life. They gave him a boombox to carry over his shoulder. Ooh. We have seen a new and improved Joe Lisi. Go
you
look at our social
this?
Medias on SportsCenter. Oh, I was
this?
Right in front of it. Oh, I'm right. He was so welcoming towards it, too. He saw the chain, and you should have seen his face. He was blushing when this rapper was putting this chain around his neck. The chain was bigger than his chest, Carver. The chain was something that you see Drake wear after he wins a Grammy type of thing. You know what I mean? It was a big time moment for Joe Lisi here.
Wow. I'm gonna have to go check that out during our next break here. I'll go see what we're talking about, and then I will report back to what this is that what Joe had. And listen, good for Joe. He's having a great time out there. So, and this is now it's over for him too. Like, it's party time now. Like, let me tell you something. It's party time all week when you're at these things. But when you have your last show of the week out there, that's when you can really let it go. And you're in Las Vegas. Like, I've been to places like Los Angeles and other ones where it ain't the same, man. You can really let it fly when you're out at that place until you head home. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're getting rocking on a Friday night right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver sans Lisi, on assignment all week. All right, before I get, it's going to be a very, it's going to be a goofy show. I'm going to put that out there right now. It's going to get goofy. It's been a long week. It's been a long week for everyone, including me. It's going to be a goofy show tonight. We're going to get through it, though. and we're having some fun. Before I venture off into several things, let's at least find out what's going on right now. And maybe put some tickets in on something. The Hawks are smashing the Sixers in Philadelphia. 73-56. They're at the half right now. You can get 15.5 with the Sixers. 247.5 is the total. I don't think Maxey played. I saw that line move right before they tipped. And I saw Maxey was questionable early in the day. So I'm going to take a guess. Now, Matias doesn't know because he's quit playing NBA. He needed to back away for a little bit. He had a rough go, so he's going to stop playing NBA for a while.
I took a break for 5 minutes and actually put a little parlay on the Rockets and the Raptors. Sengun, the kid Sengun, who puts up numbers. I got him over 22 points. I got him over 10 rebounds, and I got RJ Barrett to hit at least 2 threes. Let's go.
So you're going with Sengun tonight. All right, we'll have to see. I'm going to look into that right now. I am going to put on, let's put on the Penguins in the Wild. Why not? Because they finally turned the lights off at the Waste Management. I was right. No Maxey tonight. So that's a big problem for the Sixers. They already have no Embiid. The other game, the Wizards are in Boston against the Celtics. And the Celtics tied at 39 with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So, but the line's still where it was pregame, 14.5 here for the C's. 237.5 is the total. Tatum did play. I saw he was questionable. He's got 11 right now for the Celtics. Porzingis, the zinger, with 8 so far. 13 for Jordan Poole on the Wizards side of things. The Rockets and the Raptors are underway, as Matias knows. They're in the second quarter, 36-33. So we have a three-point game there. And you got Sengun. What's he got cooking here so far? 4-4, Matias. 4 points, 4 boards for him through 10 minutes.
You know what? I think we're going to hit the Sengun. I think we're going to get the Sengun. Sengun, he's consistent, this kid. He's consistent. He's a natural basketball player. But you know what? I made a mistake for taking that bum R.J. Barrett for threes. I swear to God, I've never liked him before. I don't know why I liked him today. You know, bad decisions. He 0-for-1 from three. This kid, I swear to God, this R.J. Barrett. Man, what a mess.
Yeah, it's, no doubt, not a good scene there for him. What he is 3-for-4 from the floor. Quickly's got 9 points out of the gate for them. And Scotty Barnes, who I think I have in, probably a very large parlay with some guys to score 20 points, and I know that he's in it. And he's not off to a good start. He's only got 2 so far. So we need a little bit more out of Scotty Barnes. They're just underway in Milwaukee, where the Bucks, who have been playing miserable, they got whacked at home last night by Minnesota. They are up 14-6 on the Hornets. I guess the good thing for them is that the Hornets suck, and they have them in town tonight. They were 14.5 points favorite pregame, and actually got up to 16.5, believe it or not. It's 19.5 live right now. There are 2 late-night games, 10 o'clock East and Sacra Tomato, for the Nuggets and the Kings. Kings -2, and this actually caught my eye today with Pharrell on Coast to Coast, because I was wondering, is somebody out? Why are the Kings favored over the Nuggets? But no, everybody's in there. I guess they're just figuring second night of a back-to-back for the Nuggets. They did play a tough game. They had to play the whole entire night against the Lakers last night. Kings at home rested. So I guess all that factors in. This is an absolute go-on with the Kings tonight. We're going to play the Kings, because I think a lot of people are going to look at that and go, oh, man, I'm getting Denver with 2? Yeah. And sure enough, the money and the tickets are all on Denver, at least here at this book. So we're going to go with Kings tonight, -2.5. 230.5 is the total. And the Pelicans are in Los Angeles, as they were the other night. They beat the Clippers there at the Crypto on Wednesday, and now they stay a couple days. They get to hang out, and they get the Lakers, who played last night. And the Pelicans are 3.5-point favorites tonight in Los Angeles, 234 the total. Is everybody making it for the Lakers? Has there been any announcements that they're missing guys? Let me check really fast. Just to see.
It has to be an Anthony Davis night, right? You know, playing against his former team just seems like the right script. He's doing it for a big like game.
It seems like it's the right script. But I just want see, it's hard with the Lakers because LeBron and AD are questionable every night. Legit every game. They never come off the injury report. They are just constantly there. Sure enough, again, both guys are questionable. We're still over two hours to tip, which means they haven't put the starting lineups out. Zion's questionable, too, for the Pelicans. So by the time we get out of here tonight, we'll know a little bit more. So we'll keep that one. We'll tuck that in the back pocket till later. Let's make sure all the Lakers are out there. I mean, if AD and LeBron are both playing, I could go with that 3.5, I think. I know the Pelicans are playing good right now, but I might mess around with that 3.5 for the Lakers. As long as those guys are in, though. I need to wait and see what the situation with them. College basketball tonight. There's only three games. They're all kind of decent. Well, I wouldn't say the last one's kind of decent, but Dayton's on the road at VCU. Dayton, of course, ranked 18th in the country, and they're down. They're down 7 with at the under 12 timeout in the second half, 42-35. So you can grab Dayton plus 4.5 right now on the road. 120.5 is the total. They just got underway. I actually shouldn't say just. They're 7 minutes in, and yet the score is only 8-3, so this is a dead under so far. Nevada leads San Diego State 8-3 here. I believe this might have been a, ring the bell, Matias, a system play, was it? Was this a system play? System play. And if it was, I missed it because I just have way too many things going on here. Yes, Nevada closed the 3.5-point favorites. Unranked team, favorite over the ranked team. That means that they'll probably win by 25 because we missed it. You know, when you miss the system plays, they're 100% they're going to come in. And I'm sure that's what's going to happen tonight in Reno with the Wolfpack. They're going to smash them. And they're up 7 now, 10-3. They're going to fire threes in all night long. The other game, late night Mountain West, is San Jose State and Colorado. As Joe says, Colorado State. When the Colorado State's been good this year, they're 18-5. This is a very, very fat number, though. 16.5 for the Rams at home. That's a little large for me. Now, San Jose State sucks. They're 8-15 this year. Have they played Colorado State yet? You know, they're not even playing anyone close either, which is what hurts. You know, they lost by 30 to Nevada. Lost by 12 to Fresno. That was at home. I mean, on the road, they lost by 21 to Utah State. I mean, 20 to New Mexico. They've just been getting pounded by teams. I think that's a Colorado State. I know it's a big number, but it's Colorado State for me. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got a lot to do. A very busy Friday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Final show of the week. Final show before Super Bowl Sunday. And it is, this is where it'll start to get, see, Matias can't wait to get out of town. So he was just telling me during the break. He's like, I can't wait to get home. I want to get in my own bed. I just want to get, you know, it's been a long week out here. I want to get, and you still got to drive home too, right? So that's like a double one, right?
Yeah, I do. But the drive's kind of nice. You know, there was a lot of snow in the mountains when I was driving up, and I thought that was beautiful because usually I drive up in the summer.
What's that drive for you? How long?
About 4 hours, 3 hours and 50 minutes. I'm driving about 80 miles to 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, you know, but when tomorrow are you going to take that drive? Right when you wake up? Bang.
Yeah, I think so. I want to get home for the UFC fights, and I want to sit down and enjoy my Hawaiian bradas. Dan Dynamite Ige and Brad Tavares both get down tomorrow at UFC Vegas, and I can't wait to watch the fight.
It's funny you bring that up, because I was going to mention this at some point. Now, you were talking to me earlier about these clips of Joe acting wild out on the strip or whatever he had going on. Forget all that. I did see another clip today from either you or the social media team that you did ring the bell over at the MGM set today. Did I see that? Was that true? Did I see you did hit the bell from there?
We didn't just hit the bell, baby. We pounded the bell, like Joe says. We pounded the bell at MGM Grand live there. It was great. I got little butterflies. Those people watching me like I was some sort of superstar. I'm like, hit the bell, baby. So, yeah, we were rolling. It was a good time. We had Minty Betts on the show this week. And it gets released here in a couple hours to get you ready for the fights tomorrow.
It is wild, right? When you're sitting at that desk and everybody's just, and it's funny because there's millions of people walking through Vegas. Millions. Now, believe it or not, only probably like 60% of them like are there for the game. And that's something like that's a major thing this week. Everybody's in town for the Super Bowl. But there's a lot of people who don't give a rat's ass at the Super Bowl's there, believe it or not. Like, there just isn't. There's people that go to Vegas every month. There's people that are locals. There's people that are this. Like, they obviously know the Super Bowl's there, but they don't care. They're there to gamble. They're there to sit on the slots for 17 hours, right? Like, they couldn't care less. It's bothering them that the Super Bowl's there. And, like, they're walking by, and they see Matias sitting at this desk talking about Dan Ige fighting some stiff on Saturday night at this UFC fight night card. And they're probably walking by and they're going into that tap room to get themselves a really cold beer. And they're just looking over and they're going, who the hell is this guy? But man, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Is that how it went, Matias? Because people are looking at you like, who the hell is this guy? Like, a lot of times, because I've sat at that desk where you were today, and I've obviously done a lot of different things, whether even 10 years ago doing Islander stuff or doing stuff when I started working with Scotty and going to the D, wherever we were. And you'll be sitting there, and, like, people will walk by who are not there at all for why you're there. Like, you're there for Super Bowl, NFL draft, doing shows, doing whatever. They're there to just gamble and get hammered and spend money. And so they're walking by and they see you doing the show and they're like, am I supposed to know who this person is? Like, is this somebody important? That's what they think. They're staring at Matias hit the bell. Exactly, and they're wondering, like, who the hell is this guy? Don't you feel like people were looking at you like that, Matias, today when you were doing that?
Oh, it happened the whole time. The best is when I'm doing it and there's a lady that is like shouting from the top row.
Oh, you
it's
always
like,
get the shouters.
Can I get a picture of you, please?
They always get you. Always have a few shouters. There's a few that, hey, where is everybody on TV? They're walking right behind you. No, this is a radio. This is radio only. It's on the radio. You're not on TV. Don't worry. All right, so since we opened up this door, Matias, I'll let you go right through it. UFC Fight Night. Now, where are they having this event? Is it this gotta be in Vegas, right? If they're having
it's at the Apex Center. Yeah, it's about a 10-minute drive.
Are they having it at the Apex? Nobody can go. What does the Apex hold? 50 people?
Exactly. It holds about it holds more than 50 people. But
where
you know
the hell
what?
Are they having this fight at the Apex?
I agree. I know
now,
it's because
I know,
these fighters got to get paid. These fighters got to get paid.
I know this isn't a big enough card to have at the T-Mobile. All right, this is we don't have Conor McGregor here or anything. I get that, but you couldn't play it like you couldn't have it at like the MGM Grand Garden Arena or the Orleans. Like they couldn't find a place where they could get 8 or 10,000 people in there and have a little fun. I mean, the Apex, there's 50 people in there.
I agree with you. I would rather these cards take place, in Lincoln, Nebraska, or in Montana, or go up north to San Jose, California, Austin, Texas. The list goes on. Nashville, Tennessee. How about these little dump towns in the middle of the South somewhere where you're going to sell this place out? But the problem with that is that the UFC is expensive. These towns don't just get the UFC because they want them. The UFC charges these places a lot of money. When I was living in Hawaii, there's a lot of of Hawaiian fighters, man. Max Holloway, Yancy Medeiros, Dan Ige, Brad Tavares. You could have a major all-Hawaii card. But the problem with that is that, you know, Hawaii wanted the UFC to pay for it, but the UFC wanted Hawaii to pay for it, and they could just never get the deal done. And they never did, and they never will. So that's why some places just don't think that the UFC is, you know, is worth it for them to host an event like that and pay millions of dollars for them to do it.
All right, so I'm looking at this now. Like, I wanted to see, can you even buy tickets to this fight at the Apex? Like, is this something that...
Oh, Carver, it's like $1,400 a pop. But the thing is, you don't just sit there and watch the fights. You know, it's all you can eat, all you can drink. You know, right. You're sitting cage-side.
There's allegedly none available tomorrow night. Like, I even looked on SubHub, and there isn't any. It says there's no tickets. Sold out for our site. But I looked at the next one, which is March 16th. Which is some guy, Tiberio or something like that. I guess that this is some other fight night card. So they only have like three tickets on here. And you're right. There's like, it's just two floors. There's a floor one on one side of the ring and a floor two on the other side of the ring. And they're $4,500 a piece. Why have it there? I just don't get it. Why wouldn't you? There's so many people in town this weekend. Like, Saturday night before the Super Bowl, like, he could have sold out the MGM Grand. In fact, even though it's a not that great of a card, he probably could have made a decent amount of money at the T-Mobile with a fight like this, with how many people are there just looking to go nuts and go to a fight and bet on something. I'm surprised. I am. That's kind of surprising to me from Dana.
You know. And the thing is, the fighters hate fighting there. The fighters absolutely hate fighting there. But at the same time, they're getting paid the same amount if they fight at the Apex or if they fight at the, you know, at the T-Mobile. And at the end of the day, nobody wants to fight there. You know, Renato Moicano is on his podcast every single week saying, you know, screw the Apex Center. No fighter likes the Apex Center. Ask anybody. And it's the truth, man. These fighters want to fight in front of fans. They want to feel that energy when they walk out. That's one of the most, you know, one of the most spiritual things of fighting is the walkout itself. You know what I mean? It's like you're preparing for battle. You don't really get that at the Apex Center. It's kind of like, okay, go, 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 and then you're in the cage, and then it's time to fight.
All right, so give it to me then. What do we have here? What's the best bet for this card? Hermanson's on this in the main event, I guess. Ige's fighting. Let's see if there's anyone else who I know who they are. Darius Flowers. Vieira. Who do we got here? What's your best bet, Matias?
I'm going to parlay Loma Luke Boonmi, the girl from Thailand. I'm going to parlay her. Loma Luke Boonmi. She's a Muay Thai specialist, Carver. Loma Luke Boonmi. It's an awesome name.
All right,
this
is on the prelims. This is on the prelims.
I know, but you know what? There's winners everywhere, baby. There's winners everywhere. But I'm going to parlay her in the main event.
I always ask Mafia this whenever he was doing the fighting with Scotty, and he would come on and he'd give his picks. The famous thing that I always say to Mafia is, can I actually watch this fight? And what I mean by that is it like on, is it on, it's the fight nights aren't on pay-per-view, right? Those are only the UFCs with the numbers are on the pay-per-views. So those are like, or is this like on Plus? Is it on regular ESPN? Like, can they actually let people watch this fight?
No, it's going to be on ESPN Plus. It's going to be on ESPN Plus.
I have
Plus.
It, tomorrow, but still, Saturday, it's a charge. I have ESPN Plus, so if I actually wanted to go on Loma Luka Boonmi or whatever this person is. Say that name again, Matias. I butchered it.
Loma Luka Boonmi. Loma Luka Boonmi.
All right, so she's minus 280. So who are you parlaying her with? I'm clicking it in now. Who are you parlaying
her with? I'm parlaying it with the main event, Joe Pyfer, at minus 260.
All right, so this is minus 116 parlay, two legs. Loma and Pyfer. One's
yes,
on the
sir.
Prelims, one's in the is the main event. I mean, you can't get me one more in here to give me a plus sign on this. I mean, I don't want to lay 116. Give me one more here. What about Gregory Rodriguez? Is he going to beat this guy Tavares? Can we slide him in there?
That's emotional for me. You know, Brad's a close friend of mine, and it's a tough fight. Brad Tavares has beat these types of guys his whole entire career. It felt weird to pick against him. He's plus 200. I might actually sprinkle Brad in. I think Brad can beat Gregory Rodriguez.
About Devin Clark.
That's another tough fight, man. If he can't get that to the ground, he's going to get smoked. You know, the fighting is – I feel great about this two-teamer. Anything else in there, I feel like I'm going to screw it up, Carver.
All right, how about this? I got an idea, Matias. How about we take your two fighters and we put it with the golf? How about we do that? There we go. Now you got me cooking. It's Friday night. It's Super Bowl week. It's been a long week. I'm going to come back, and we're going to take Matias's two fighters, and we're going to put it with the golf. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Such a great song. I just don't know if I can hang out until it gets to the really, really good part. I don't think it goes that long. I don't think we'll make it. We're going to try, though.
Oh, no, it does. I'll just, you know,
oh,
I'll just I'll just lower the volume.
Matias says it's going to get there. So, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah, let it keep going until it gets to the good part. That's right. We'll Steel Dragon. Just making it happen here on a Friday night. Completely rocking. Oh, here it comes. Makes me turn. Yes. There you go. Let him hit the big part, then you can get rid of it. Here it is. Yes. There we go. Great job by Hit Burbell right there. All right, we're here. It's a fun Friday on Carver and Lisi. Carver sans Lisi. Joe on assignment. I mean, not on assignment anymore. He's just probably having like six burger patties without the bun and a vat of red wine at this point. Let's see here. So we've got, this is our we're going to do all the Super Bowl. I promise you. Final Super Bowl breakdown, the sheet of integrity, all the prop picks. I've got the 10 prop picks. I've got anytime touchdowns. I saw the cross sport props have finally come up a little bit better. We have a lot of Super Bowl. We have some time to do that. We have the golf. We've got live NBA, live everything. Anything change in the NBA since we last checked? Me and Matias got caught in the UFC rabbit hole because he did hit the bell over at the Sports Grid set at the MGM today. Hawks now up 16 on the Sixers. How about the Wizards up 7 at the half on the Celtics? How about that? Celtics minus 6.5? Want to jump in? Dip the toe in the water? Raptors are up 61-49 on the Rockets. And the Bucks are lucky they've got the Hornets in town tonight. They're up 14, as they have been miserable since they got Doc. There is hockey. Only one game live, although the Rangers and the Blackhawks have started. They're only 2 minutes in, and the Blackhawks lead 1-0 on an early goal against the Blue Shirts. How about that? Scoreless in Minnesota between the Penguins and the Wild. And the Oilers, who had their winning streak snapped the other night in Vegas, are at the Duck Pond tonight, and they're minus -3 Bills, which is a big no thank you. And the total is 6.5. So maybe they'll take it out on the Ducks tonight out there in Anaheim. All right, I have to finish this parlay now. Pfeiffer and Loma. This is minus -116, but I'm going to be like Joe here. I'm going to be a pig. It's just not enough for me.
We found the other leg. We found the other leg. I found it for you during the break.
But I have to put it with the golf now.
It's the over 2.5 in the Dan Ige Andre Touchy Feely fight. That's going to a decision, and it's going to be a split decision, in my opinion. Danny, the co-main, baby. Dan Dynamite Ige against Andre Touchy Feely.
You
both
told
excellent
me
fighters.
It was too emotional for you or something. Didn't you say there was too much emotion in that fight?
I can't pick the winner. I can't pick the winner, but I could definitely make a logical decision by telling you that this will go to a decision. Nobody's getting knocked out in this fight.
All right, I'm not doing that. Here's what I'm going to do. I will put it with I'm putting it with the golf. That's what I'm doing. I'm putting it with the golf. I'm not going to go with a winner. I want to go with something that's got a shot here. How about a T20? Man, they still got Ryan crazy like a fox. Who's got a good number here for T20? Some of these guys that didn't even start their second rounds yet.
Like, what's what they got him now for 20? Jeez, what happened to Sungjae Im? Where is he on the board here? He didn't even start. He played one hole. He couldn't have fell that far. Where is the number for him? Did I miss something here? Here he is, plus 220 for a T20. That's not helpful. I need him to finish in the top 20. I need Sungjae Im to get cooking. I think we're getting a good number on him here. But I want something more chalky because we have these chalky UFC results. So how about a top 10 for our boy Sahith Tagala, who was in the lead until all the afternoon guys finally played this morning. And he'll tee off. He's got to play. He's going to play his whole second round and probably his whole third round on Saturday. Because they're going to play a lot of golf in Scottsdale on Saturday. So let's put Tagala in at minus 140 for a T10. And that gets me now, Matias, to plus 220. So I don't mind that. If I could, if these two heavy favorites that you've given me in the UFC win, I can have a plus 220 Tagala ticket on Sunday, hopefully, for a top 10. So that's what I'm going to do, Matias. Now, don't do to me what you did to Joe a few weeks ago.
I don't plan to, baby. Let's go. I feel good with Loma Luke Boomy and Joe Piper. I really all do. Right. I'm going to play it. And you know what? I'm going to also tag team it with Dan Dynamite Ige, Andre Touchy Feely over 2.5
Dan
rounds. Let's go.
Dynamite Ige. What names these guys have. It's unbelievable. It really is. The Wild just scored against the Penguins. So Matt Boldy scores his 17th of the year on the power play. 7 minutes to go in the first. 1-0 Wild. They're now minus 200 live. 5.5 is the live total. So, and the Rangers responded fairly quickly. Already 1-1 5 minutes into the game in Chicago. How about that? Who scored for the Rangers to tie that game up? Starting to look like a little over here. Live number 7.5. Lafreniere scoring. So Vlasic scored 2.5 in for the Blackhawks. And now Lafreniere scores 2:10 later to even it up. So blistering start at the United Center between those two. I haven't looked at the college basketball in a while. Let's see if Dayton ended up. What did Dayton ended up doing here? They are now down 4 at 3:16 left to go. Nevada leads San Diego State 22-19. They're at the under 4 timeout in the first half. And like I said, the other one, San Jose State. I will in the second hour also. There are several hundred college basketball games on Saturday. Several hundred. I wish that I was kidding. But I'm not. Because usually Saturdays are normally extremely heavy in college basketball, but I feel like it's even more so because there are not a lot of games on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, Sunday's sometimes light anyway. Let me just see how many games there actually are on Sunday. There's a few. There's a handful. There's some early ones. Seton Hall Nova at noon, Penn State Northwestern at 1, Tulane Memphis at 2, Minnesota Iowa's at 3. So there's a couple of games on Sunday, but a lot less than there usually is. FAU, Wichita State also. Wichita State played them pretty well in Boca earlier. So that's the game we had FAU at the half, and they stormed back to cover. But there is just loads of games. If I actually wanted to go through every game, it would be the whole hour. I'm not going to do that. We're just going to do the games that matter. And we'll find some system plays, hopefully, while we're along the way. To do that, and we'll do all of the NFL. I brought up the golf, so let me finish the golf. Here's the situation at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. They are still in the second round, and that will be the case when they wake up tomorrow morning. And hopefully the weather will be a little bit better. They're going to resume at 9:30 a.m. East, 7:30 a.m. local. And they were supposed to do that today also, and the frost rolled in. So they didn't. They were 2 hours. They were like an hour or two behind again this morning, which is why basically all they got done today was they finished the first round and then got basically half the field done in the second round as well.
So there are a lot of guys done, but half the field still has to play. There's a lot of guys left to finish round number two. In fact, there's a bunch of guys who haven't even teed off their second round yet, and one of them is Sahith Tagala, who will go off right away at 9:30. So Tagala's probably going to play, potentially, 36 holes of golf tomorrow. Probably, play at least 27. We'll have to see what they really need to. If they start on time, they're going to probably then, for round three, split tees, obviously playing threesomes. Could they get it all done tomorrow and be a fresh fourth? I think they've gone too far now. I think they're going to have to finish some part of the third round on Sunday morning at this point. Because you know they want to finish by the time the Super Bowl starts. They want to get it all in. They need some cooperation from that weather. Nick Taylor, who had the 11 under 60 in round number one, cashed us a 90-1 ticket here. We gave you that on Wednesday night when we did our golf picks. He then shot a minus one in round two. So he's 12 under. So 11 under after round one, 12 under after round two. He's tied for the lead with Andrew Novak, who has shot a pair of six unders. Maverick McNealy is two back at 10 under. So Mav's been playing some pretty decent golf. Doug Gim, who we said caused the disturbance at the 16th before they shut everything down with the lights, he's at 9 under. Scottie Scheffler with a 5 under in the second round today is at 8 under. Justin Thomas with a great round today in the second round, he's at 8 under. Cameron Forever Young is at 8 under. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox, who we have at 150-1, he's at 8 under with a couple holes left to play in the second round. Charlie Hoffman, Kurt Kitayama, Sammy Burns, Daniel Berger, Johnny Roll the Dice Vegas, all at 7 under. We got a lot of guys here. Now, Tagala's at 6 under. He shot 6 under in his opening round. He hasn't even teed yet for round two. And I'm sure a lot of you are on that FanDuel boost, which was Tagala, Wyndham Clark, and Scottie Scheffler to all make the cut. Wyndham Clark is done, and he's 5 under. He's going to make it. Scottie Scheffler's done, and he's 8 under. He's going to make it. So you just need Tagala to just continue on with, even if he played an even day, he's going to make the cut in the morning. So if you, I know that was a pretty popular make the cut boost that was out there. I know I'm on it. So we'll see if that can come through. As far as adding anybody right now, unfortunately it sucks because weather delays ruin live golf betting. They just do. They ruin it. Now they've gotten a little bit better, the sites, at despite there being delays, you know, keeping the odds up and even the finishing positions. FanDuel's gotten a lot better at putting the finishing positions up and keeping them there mid-round. But Scheffler's the favorite at 4-1 after that, and he's 4 back. I wish he was a little, you know, he could have caught him today at 9-10-1 at some points before he finished real strong. Good back nine for him today. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Gonna lose these boots I found. All right, we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. Love it, man. We're just killing it tonight with these jams. Just getting it into the weekend as the best way possible. All right, I left you hanging there with the golf. Here's what I would do if you want to get involved now live, for the outrights at least. I would look at guys who are still yet to play and have a lot of holes left to play in their second round that shot good first rounds, and they're kind of in the mix here. I'll give you some examples of some decent prices, and these guys need to obviously shoot some decent rounds in the morning when they go out, 5-6 unders, to get themselves in striking range of Novak and Taylor before moving day. That would be, let's see, who's got a lot of holes to go or hasn't started yet? Irish Bear Shane Lowry was 4 under in the first round. He's got 17 holes to go. Let's say he shoots 4 or 5 under. He's going to be in the mix. He's 30-1 right now. What's Spieth? Where is Spieth? Spieth's at 3 under. He's got 16 holes to play in the morning in round two. He's 30-1. Could be an easy, you know, Spieth could shoot 6 under, no sweat, and get to 9 and be very, very much in this. That could be a nice little punch at 30-1, too. So Spieth's a nice add also. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back on the grid right after this.